rest of the story. His name was Glenn Cunningham. They called him the Kansas Iron Man. Back in the 30s, when the four-minute mile was mostly science fiction, Glenn was flirting with it. The Cunningham style was a bit unconventional. While other great runners were gliding over the track, Glenn attacked the track, pounded it with piston-like strokes. The style can be traced to his earliest model, the Kansas Jackrabbit. You see, Glenn used to chase him as a boy growing up in Stevens County. And if his brilliant career as a runner, twice record holder of the mile, Olympic medal winner, if that career is even more remarkable, it's because there is a rest of the story. At the age of 12, young Glenn Cunningham was already running past his years. That's when he entered a mile race against high school students and won. The winning streaker seemed unstoppable. 1932, he took the 1500-meter championships for the NCAA and the AAU. The following year, he reenacted his AAU victory, adding the 800 meters to his list of conquests. By 1934, Glenn was the world champion miler, 4 minutes, 6 7/10 seconds. So it's little wonder that the United States counted on him for the 1936 Olympics in Germany. The event was the 1500-meter again. Though that race had not been unfriendly to Glenn in the past, he would now be facing the stiffest competition that the whole world had to offer. He led for 3 laps that day, tromping the track in typical Cunningham fashion, and when he crossed the finish line, it was another world record. Or it would have been. You see, Jack Lovelock, the New Zealand entry, hit the tape ever so slightly before Glenn, and the Kansas track star walked away from it with a silver medal. But if Glenn never won a gold medal in the Olympics, the Cunningham career would not stop there. 2 years later, he set another world record for the mile. 4:04.4 this time. And if you think Glenn Cunningham is anything less than the superest of superstars, let me tell you about the nightmare that drove him on to victory after victory after victory. Glenn Cunningham did not want to be a runner. Never wanted to as a child. Didn't begin until after one bitter winter morning during his childhood. It was the responsibility of Glenn and his brother Floyd to light the schoolhouse fire that season. The boys used to prime the open fire with a few splashes of kerosene. One day, by dreadful accident, the priming can was filled with gasoline, and the explosion killed brother Floyd. And for 6 weeks, badly burned, Glenn fought for his own life. Of course, he survived, but the scars of that tragedy seared even deeper than the loss of his brother. For now it can be told that when Glenn Cunningham's life hung in the balance, the doctors, in an attempt to save his life, were prepared to amputate his legs. But instead, that winter morning fire forged the Kansas Iron Man. His legs were not amputated. And they lived to carry him across the cinders faster than any man had ever run. The boy who survived the fire, whom no one thought would ever walk again, did indeed run. The boy who chased jackrabbits across the Kansas prairie forced himself to, for you see, it was the only way he knew to give extra meaning to his own life. Extra meaning to his own life would give some purpose to his brother's death. Glenn Cunningham ran for two men. And now you know the rest of the story.